Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You. And today, I am delighted to have with me all the way from Colorado, Tiffany West. And Tiffany is the proud owner of Interior Health Design, an inner wellness life coaching company that promotes daily self-care and body-based healing from the inside out. She is an emotional care coach, helping women safely recover from emotional neglect and heal from mental and physical health symptoms. She herself has her own story of experience this and why she has walked the walk and found emotional peace, and so therefore is the expert and ideal person to help people with these issues. Tiffany, it's great to have you with us today.
Hi, Howard. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your trajectory, how you get to be where you are today. And I know that eventually gets into your own personal story of healing, but just a little bit about the background and how you get to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was raised very, I was in sports, really good in school, very achievement driven, and accomplished a lot. And so when I got out into the workforce, I wanted to move out of my house really early at 18, started packing bags at 16, couldn't wait to start adulting and get out in the world and work and do all the things that adults are supposed to do. So I got started in corporate America really early, got my first management position at 19. And I worked in sales and banking, did mortgages all throughout my 20s and early 30s. And I loved it. And I thought, oh, this is cool. I never really considered being an entrepreneur. I thought life was pretty okay. I was getting by. I was a single mom with my oldest son. And so I just got really good at multitasking and hustling and, you know, climbing the corporate ladder. And all was well until my body and my health took a turn. When I was in my early 30s, about 32, 33, I started experiencing a lot of symptoms that I had had, but they weren't that prominent throughout my 20s, but they started getting louder in this era of my life. And so that kind of it was the start without me realizing my journey into the coaching field. So prior to that, I had been really good with working in customer service. Member service was like my strong point. And then I wanted to go to school for psychology. So I got my associate's degree in psychology back in 2010. And I quickly realized, although I love the brain and how it works, this isn't quite the fit for me. So about 8 years later is when I started looking into health and nutrition and becoming a health coach. And that's where my journey started, with just learning how to start taking better care of myself and taking my health into my own hands when doctors weren't really able to help me with a lot of the symptoms I was having. And so that is what got me into uncovering what is at the root of and the base of our health, which is our emotional health, and even, you know, deeper than that, our nervous system. So I've
absolutely
done a lot of research on that.
Yes, great. And we'll hear more about that. I'm impressed you were in a management position at 19. That's pretty impressive and speaks a lot to you in terms of your abilities and your drive too, I think.
Thank you.
That's great. Well done. And so, yes, now in your 30s, you developed, what were these symptoms? What was it? Were they specific or more vague, or how did you deal with them?
Yeah, it had started even as a kid. I had anxiety and didn't realize I had anxiety, but I was always really nervous and anxious. And I had conditions where I'd pull my hair and I was just always very, very unsettled. But back then, anxiety wasn't a thing. So I didn't think much of it. And I had experienced some depression as a teenager, but again, not diagnosed. So I just thought maybe I just was sad all the time. I didn't really realize or put the pieces together. And in my 20s, I started getting headaches and chronic migraines. And ignored that for a long time and just took Excedrin migraine and, didn't think much of it. And then I started developing chest pain also. And then after my oldest was born, I came down with asthma. I had really bad allergies. I started getting eczema, experiencing hair loss, alopecia, just finding like bald spots in my hair. Of course, that was directly related to my digestion. So I got diagnosed with ulcerative colitis back in 2017. And then the chronic pain. I had a lot of chronic chest pain, just a lot of dis-ease in the body, chronic fatigue, just not feeling well. I felt like it was autoimmune related, but our Western medical system wasn't able to like tell me that. I couldn't get a concrete answer. So that is, yeah, all of that together, it just really started impacting my quality of life. And being a single mom and a full-time worker and head of the household, it was really scary. And I put a lot of stress and pressure on myself to keep going and keep pushing, because it was survival. I had to put food on the table and make sure we were okay. But little did I realize that pushing was the very thing that led my body into that shutdown in the first place. But, putting the pieces together now has really helped me. But back then I was really scared and I was really feeling angry with our medical system because I felt like nobody could help me. And I didn't feel good, but I had to like act like I felt good every day.
Which makes it even worse, right? Of course. And that's the problem with conventional health care. If you don't fit into a nice, easy category, in a box, then I'm afraid you're on the outside and we can't do anything about it, which is crazy, and it needs to change. And you are helping change that through what you do in talking about these conditions that are so common, so common. People don't understand or realize it. You know, just like you said, you had anxiety and depression as a child and teenager. It's like, oh, well, yeah, all kids get anxious and all teenagers get
Go take a
depressed.
nap. You're probably
Yeah,
just
that's right.
tired.
Just, yeah, exactly. And it's so dismissive. It's so dismissive. So I understand that that would motivate you ultimately to say, enough's enough. I got to get to the bottom of this. Right.
Yeah, that's absolutely what happened. And that is the miracle that we're talking about here is my pain literally became the portal to the answers, to the healing, to the purpose that I'm here to serve and teach this. And so I wouldn't wish that on anybody. However, because I went through it, I'm for sure going to use it. And I am using it, yeah, to for good.
Yeah, absolutely. And those, of course, are the best healers, the people who have walked the walk and suffered and found their way through it. So they know not just what the book says, but what it feels like. And that's a huge difference. A huge difference. So
Absolutely.
ultimately, how did you perceive these, various issues that you were having? How did you put that together? What did you work out?
Initially, of course, I was angry. I was in a lot of denial, no, this can't be happening. And then the blame, kind of the five stages of grief, really, because I felt like I was losing life as I knew it and losing the version of me that could go get it and just such a go-getter and pushing, pushing, pushing. And I was younger and I could do it all. And then as I got older and my son got older, my body was like, yeah, we can't do it all. And so it really brought me into a forced place of surrender. Feeling very depleted, going back into a really depressed state of just feeling hopeless, very feeling like I was broken. My body was mad at me. Maybe I was being punished. Maybe this was karma, thinking of all the bad things I did in my life coming back to me. So it was a really dark place for me. I call that my dark night of the soul. I'm sure we've all heard of that. And that was, I needed that darkness to start appreciating those pockets of light, and those little pockets of hope of me getting an inspiration to start looking into, well, maybe food can help me feel better if the doctors don't know, and starting to follow those little divine spiritual breadcrumbs at the time that didn't seem like much. But those were the little crumbs that started becoming, giving me those little bits of light and hope to just keep going and following the trail. So it started with my physical health. Then I worked on my mental health to, keep that going. And then I realized there's still another deeper layer. And that's what led me to really start studying trauma and how it lives in our body and how it affects our biology and how our biology plays a huge impact on our psychology. And so that's when I
Absolutely.
started putting
Yeah.
more and more of the pieces together for a foundation that I needed to build my health on versus trying anything that I thought was going to work and grasping at everything. And that's what helped me just start putting more and more pieces together was the trial and error and just
Yeah.
going for something different, trying it different.
Yeah. And the problem with the negativity, you know, the doubt, the whatever you feel about yourself, it so distorted and exaggerated that it clouds everything, people just, you know, they cannot put that into any sort of proportion, you know. And then down the rabbit hole we go, just making it worse.
Yeah, they I call those shame spirals now. I know
Yeah,
exactly what those are, and
I like
those
that
doom
expression.
spirals. Yeah, they take us down, down, down that rabbit hole that you said into just a really dark place. But what I found in that dark place was the miracle who was me. That's I tell my clients a lot, there's treasure in the trauma. No human being comes through this life without trauma and pain and suffering that we sign up for that. Our souls sign up for that before we come here, and we just forget. So, the beauty is those messages that we get from the body through pain and sensation and dis-ease literally are those little breadcrumbs bringing us into those dark places so that we can bring light to ourselves in those places. And so I had to travel down that rabbit hole to see how deep it went so I could get to the roots of what needed to be dug up so that I could grow from my truth and not my place of just being my trauma.
And so many people, you know, when they feel shame or what have you, they don't, they embrace it too much rather than fight it, you know, rather than fight it. I was talking with somebody today, who had a long history of addiction, and how do I get out of this? Because there are times when my head says this, you know, and get angry, dude. That's been put there. You've been manipulated. Your parents did that. The culture has done that. You know, marketing has done that. Don't own it. Fight
Right,
it.
don't drown in it, right?
Yeah, right.
Don't drown in it. Use it to float. Use it to your benefit. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Because we all go through it, but you're right. Get mad. No, let it not be okay that this is the way you stay. We go through our first half of life in survival mode so that we can really learn to appreciate the thriving mode, but we're not meant to stay in surviving mode forever. We're not meant to stay in that conditioned way of being forever. That's not what we came here for. And learning to fight it is a skill, right? It
Yeah.
is a skill. That is the awakening.
And there's a danger also that feeling angry is a bad thing. Anger comes on the feeling that you have been unjustly treated, which is probably the case. So it's okay.
Yeah.
Right? It's
And
okay. In
helping
fact, it's
people
necessary.
required. Yeah. And what I'm learning is providing a bridge because a lot of people don't intellectually, we know we need to feel our anger. I repressed a ton of anger. When I started doing a lot of the holistic healing work, it was, let that anger go. It's okay to feel angry. So logically, I felt like it was okay to feel anger, but my nervous system and my body was telling a whole different story. And it was like, no, you can't, you're not allowed to do that. You will literally die if you get mad. That was the programming. So helping people create the safety in your biology so that you can feel safe enough to let those deeper emotions of anger and guilt and shame, some of those real deep-rooted ones, you have to make sure you're creating a healing environment before you start digging in and letting that stuff out, or it can get very dangerous and re-traumatizing. And I learned that the hard way. So I really try to help my clients feel okay with that in their bodies as well as think it's okay.
Awesome stuff. Can't wait to continue the conversation. We'll just take a short break for this commercial.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today, I'm delighted to have with me Tiffany West. We've been talking about her experiences of mental and physical challenges. And we were talking just before the break about anger and how it's okay to feel anger and recognize the unfairness that you have been subjected to. I think that provides the energy. And I have an interesting story here. Several years ago, I was working with a person who had severe dissociative disorder as a result of a number of traumas that she experienced in her childhood. And we got to the point where she said, "I just can't let it out, because if I do, I'll get so angry, I'll never stop. You know, I'll never stop." And I said, "I want you to take the cushion on that couch there, and I want you to bash the couch. Take it out." Well, 7 minutes is a long time to be bashing a couch, but it's not eternity, right? Mm-hmm. It's not eternity. And I think that's the feeling people have. If I let this out, I'll never be. No, you got to let it out. Mm-hmm. Then you can work on removing yourself from it altogether.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's not meant to stay in.
No, no.
And when it does, it definitely creates, I think people underestimate the power of emotional energy. Emotions are energy in motion. They're meant to be in motion, moving and flowing through us, because we're always going to be having that sacred spiral up of experiences that we're going to have, and learning from all of these experiences that feel like they keep coming around, but we're meant to learn something, and we're shifting and all of that. And when we don't let that process happen, it creates havoc in our mental and physical health. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you're working with people, obviously part of this is getting them to look at and examine some of their past or even present circumstances and traumas, and getting them to deal with that, right? And what other techniques do you personally like to use with them?
Yeah, so I created, well, the method found me, but I have a framework. It's a four-step process called the CALM Remedy. It's an acronym, and it's those four steps are that CALM word spelled out. And that is my modality that I like, the framework that I use to bring my clients from that state of emotional crisis or that physical health crisis onto solid ground, so they don't feel like they're flashing, you know, flailing around and not feeling like they can get a handle on all of these things. And so I really realized too that when we're going in and working with trauma, especially emotional trauma and emotional neglect, these wounds really take root in us, and they're really dangerous because they're invisible. We don't see the wounds, right? And especially somebody who's experienced very covert trauma where it's relational or emotional. You just weren't given what you needed growing up, but your survival needs were met. It's really hard to detect that you need to work on anything. So my initial modality that I use is a program that I created. I'm working on beta testing it right now. It's called Stop the Spiral. And it's all about, you know, stopping those shame spirals and those emotional flooding spirals so that you can stop the bleeding, get on solid ground, get your nervous system and your body feeling safe again. And then we go in and I create the environment first before we start going in and doing what I call the soul surgery, or removing and releasing and healing trauma. I really see it as surgery. Something that you really have to be in a position to be ready for. So I don't advise somebody go and do it on their own when they're just starting, especially if you have a lot of stuff to unpack and let out. That can be very dangerous. It's like a ticking time bomb. So I really take them, that's my foundational course, is to take them through this 3 months of really creating the safety, the felt sense of support inside your body, and then understanding and feeling safe enough that you can trust surrendering to that process. And then we can go in and I walk them through ways in my emotional healing session on how to actually heal that trauma and do that release very safely and effectively so that they can feel empowered by their emotions and not victim to them.
Yes, excellent. Excellent. That's the way to do it. Now, I'm guessing, but I may be quite wrong, majority of your clients are women?
Yes. I have worked with men. I usually, when I work with women, their families usually become involved, whether they're, you know, they've got older sons and daughters or their husbands. Every now and then I've done family sessions, but most resonance with women. So I feel like that's who I'm called to serve, but I help women and families because it does sprinkle into the family as well.
No question about that. Yep. There's no question about that. And certainly into parenting, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Especially if you yourself have experienced childhood trauma, that's kind of difficult. having a child around that might trigger, remind you.
It will happen. I'm a mom. I have a younger son now too. And so I've got two boys, and those triggers are real. Our kids come to help us heal. That's for sure, because they are probably going to trigger us more than anybody else on the planet.
Now, I'm familiar with a lot of recent interesting work on the relationship between the immune system and the brain. Are you familiar with that? I suspect you are, in terms of that interaction, because that seems to be really relevant to what you experienced and what many people experience, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And what I was learning too is that because my nervous system has always been in such a chronic state of dysregulation, it's hard for my immune system to function and my digestive system to function when my system is saying, hey, we're under threat, and the brain is just constantly on the front line doing whatever it can to help me cope and survive and create mechanisms to protect me. So I learned really early on that living in my head was a lot safer than even coming anywhere near the body. And so learning that connection between, you know, the gut and the brain, when I was health coaching, I taught a lot about that connection and bringing ease to our physiology so that our minds can then, you know, start to follow suit and calm down. But Western medicine really does a top-down approach. They think if we can calm the mind first, it will influence the body. But my approach is bottom up. I help the body feel at ease, which makes working with the mind so much easier.
Oh, no question. Of course, recent research on the relationship between the immune system and neurons in the brain shows how much an effect that has, so that under extreme conditions, the immune system will, you know, tell the brain, shut down, I'm taking over.
which doesn't
make you feel very good, because you feel kind of fatigued and sick and all of that. But, you know, most people don't appreciate that balance, that mind-body. And I really like your approach of going body up, not mind down. I really think that's important. Because actually, if you think about it, if you were to think about a sort of control of your whole system, your immune system is actually the number one controller, because it needs to keep you safe. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. That's what we're here. We're survival beings, right?
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so if there's this clash and you can't allow yourself to calm down enough to address these things and let them be played out and dismissed, you go round and round in a circle.
Well, that to me is what creates mental breakdown. I think that because we're trying to solve a problem from a place that the problem is created, and that's insanity right there. So, you know, trying to think your way and analyze your way out of a physiological trauma response doesn't work, because there's no connection being made. You're really just disconnecting further and further from what your body needs to feel safe, which is that connection and that conscious presence of the brain helping facilitate the process of, oh, let me bring my attention in versus disconnect and go out and try to fix. It's about connection. And I teach a lot about connection over correction and flipping that system around, because although it has helped and it has put Band-Aids on a lot of bleeding, you know, so to speak, it's not a long-term solution. People aren't getting healthier. They're getting sicker. We don't have a healthcare system. We have a sick care system and a symptom care system. And I'm thankful for that. My oldest had life debilitating asthma. So had it not been for our acute medicine, right? And our acute practices, he wouldn't be here today. He's 19 today, right? We lived in the emergency room and on steroids, and he was hooked up to oxygen all the time, nearly dying many more times than I can count. So I don't want to demonize that approach. However, long-term sustainability and for people to really thrive, it's not an option with that alone.
Right. And we don't want to get into the binary thinking. It's either or, it's both. Under the right circumstances.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Both. We need both and we're missing both.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so by focusing on either one or the other, we're not integrating in a very successful way. Right.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And unfortunately, I think that is some of the mindset around these sorts of conversations. You know, it's either, oh, you're knocking conventional medicine. Conventional medicine done wonderful things where it's appropriate. Okay.
Yes.
But we can't look at that as the answer to everything, because it isn't.
Right. It's not. And it just isn't, like you said. And the proof is in the results. In America, people are sicker than they've ever been. Numbers and statistics are off the Richter. Or health symptoms, mental health symptoms, depression, anxiety, heart illness, you know, heart disease, cancer, diabetes. I mean, all of that stuff, autoimmune conditions, fibromyalgia. People are really in chronic pain. They're living on medication that's creating adverse side effects. That's no quality of life. You've got people on antidepressants, which are keeping them stable, but it's also keeping them suppressed. They're not feeling anything. They're numb, and we can't be whole and experience thriving when we're not feeling. So we've got to integrate and help the system improve people's lives and livelihood and their well-being. And that's part of a lot of my mission I'm not coming in against the Western medical system. I'm really coming in as an ally and saying, hey, here's where the system could use some support if we're really in it for the well-being of fellow human beings.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And well said. What is the reaction of people that you see when you explain this sort of model to them? I'd be interested to know. I'm sure you've had a range of responses to it.
But... yeah, for the clients I know that I'm aligned with and that are meant to be clients of mine, they are blown away. Just as blown away as I was when I started practicing these simple somatic body-based practices and healing exercises that really shifted my whole well-being on every level. And so I get a lot of just mind-blown people saying it really gives them hope because they're relying on the systems that aren't giving them all of the avenues. And so my approach is just so unique and different. People really feel like it's a breath of fresh air because they finally found something that's different, but it's actually, it resonates. People really feel like, wow, I'm not even sure what you're talking about, but I just feel led to try it, right? And so, and the people who don't really get it, that's okay too, because there's going to be objections. It seems woo to some people, mm-hmm. or it seems mm-hmm. too holistic, or I'm not a doctor, I'm just mm-hmm. a coach. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm not a licensed therapist or a psychiatrist, but I help people with mental health conditions and physical health symptoms. And I help them heal when they haven't been healed through that traditional system. So not always a good reaction, but for the majority, a lot of people are pretty blown away and really thankful and at ease. It brings them a sense of relief that they finally found something that can work for them when they thought that nothing was going to work.
Yeah, and I'm sure these people have gone to numerous different physicians, yes. and you name it, and nothing's really worked. And so, you know, they are thrilled and excited to hear about your approach, which, you know, resonates with them.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've even tried holistic modalities. A lot of my clients just very much mirror me in my experience. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I tried the holistic route too, and that was almost just as grueling as the traditional, because it's the same motive. You're trying to do something to fix something and change something. And my approach is just meeting yourself here, not there. Until you can love and nurture and give yourself what you need here when you're not in that aspirational state, that's where the real growth and healing happens, when you can meet yourself in that dark pit and in that hole and say you're just as worthy here as you are there. And so, yeah, the approach in and of itself is just very healing to a lot of my clients. And that's how it was for me too.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's very rewarding for you. And you also just touched on something that is, again, also crucial, which is love yourself, love mm-hmm. yourself. So we'll take another short break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the importance of loving yourself. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and
cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You today. I'm delighted to be talking with Tiffany West, who has an amazing story of her own healing and now helps many people heal, as she likes to say, from the body up, which is good because, you know, the mind can play some awful tricks on us. And just before we left for that commercial break, we talked about the importance of loving yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we hear that, right? All over. Love yourself. It's on all the shirts now. And like it's just gone viral on self-love. But I really learned what it was like to love myself when I didn't like myself, when I didn't like my body. I didn't like what my body was telling me through pain and illness and sickness and mystery symptoms and fatigue. I didn't like that very much. I was very angry. And I learned through that is that love is a verb. We've heard it. It's an action. So telling myself I love you and looking in the mirror and doing affirmations was not cutting it for me. And that's when my mindset work and my, you know, manifesting, I knew I'm missing an ingredient here because something's not adding up. I really learned that loving myself was the action I took every day to show myself that, whether that be the kindness and the way that I talk to myself, not stopping self-abuse and not letting my inner critic just abuse me all day long, but not having to fight back either. And just loving all these different parts of me that just needed something that I hadn't given them, and really learning how to take the time to listen and tune in and hear what it was my body needed, hear what it was that I needed, and actually show up and do little bits of that more and more often until it became just now, it's just a regular way of being for me, but it took some practice. It's a journey to loving ourselves. You don't just wake up one day and do that. Right. We live in a society that teaches us the opposite. Our society teaches us to portray ourselves all the time in order to get love out there. And it's nobody's fault. I mean, we all fall victim to that programming. And I actually want to take the word victim out, because actually living in our worst version of ourselves and not liking ourselves and being in that shame that we were talking about earlier, we need that contrast in order to really appreciate the value of what it is to love and like ourselves and be in this embodied divine version of who we are meant to be. But we need that initial pain and suffering and all of those things in order to fully appreciate it, because we would never know it was light if it was light all the time. We wouldn't know. Right. There was any contrast if we didn't have one and the other.
Absolutely. Yes. You got to know those tough times to recognize the wonderful times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a good point. And obviously it speaks to a lot of issues. The culture being probably one of the most significant ones, if not the most significant one. Why is it that people don't love themselves? Or don't think they should? I mean, part of the problem is that word love, which has got so many meanings, potential meanings. But why don't you feel you need to or should take care of yourself?
I think a lot of it was because none of us were really modeled what true love is. And true love for different people is going to look different for everybody. And really understanding and having somebody honor your love language.
Yes.
Right. How you need to be spoken to, the emotional attention that you needed, not just being a kid and doing what you're told because your parents said so, or being a good girl or good boy. It's really like having somebody come in and unconditionally model to you and hold space for all of your versions unconditionally. And most of us didn't get that type of modeling because, you know, our caretakers didn't have that. So they couldn't give what they didn't have. So it's no blame. It's just a generational thing of just, we weren't modeled that we were worthy of it. So we adopt that same narrative for ourselves. It's like maybe I don't need that, or it's easier to beat myself up. It's easier to hate myself because I was shown that by other people indirectly
Absolutely.
or directly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I know, right? So why
That's
would
all
I
I know.
change? Yeah,
That's
that's
what's
true.
safe. That's
Yes.
what I've created my safety around, is the way I beat myself up and not love myself is how I stay strong. It's how I stay alive.
Right.
It's how I stay connected to the people that I need in my life to help me live and survive.
Yes. Yes. Yes, pretty toxic, all this
Very.
strength. Strong, gotta be strong stuff, right?
Oh yeah. I can't cry. That's weakness. And
Oh yeah. In terms of your work, obviously you do quite a lot of body work, right? As
yes.
obviously getting people in the right mental set, I presume, right mindset to
Yes.
engage in this properly. Because that's, again, sort of what I was referring to earlier with my story is you got to engage people. If they're not engaged, it's kind of a waste of
Doesn't
time.
matter. Yeah,
Yeah,
doesn't
yeah,
matter.
yeah. And the danger with that is it's half-hearted, it's not going to work, and then it's
Nope.
going to contribute to the negative view of themselves. Ah, I can't do this. Yeah, that's not for
And
me.
here's proof. Yeah, here's
Yes,
proof.
exactly. Yeah, and that's what we do all the time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Confirmation bias. Look for
Confirmation bias.
proof. Look for
Yes.
proof that I'm right, that I'm useless, right?
Yes. And then you always find what you're looking for when we're
Of
thinking of the law
course.
of physics and attraction, right? And energy.
No, that's right. You
You're
do.
always going to find what you're looking for.
Yeah. And so this emphasis, this massive shift in emphasis to stop hammering yourself and start loving yourself is huge. Now,
It's
because
big.
and essential, but a lot of people don't know how to do that at first, right? But
No,
then you guide them.
yes, yeah, and I do it in a very safe, loving way and hold that container really literally in my energy and in my approach and just in the way that I am in my nature. It's just my nature to be very loving and caring and help people feel safe. And so that is I've always been very, very sensitive, even as a young child. And it was always in my mind thought to be a bad thing. I'm too emotional. I take everything too personally. I can't take a joke. I need to toughen up. Like I heard, stop crying. You cry about everything. Nothing's wrong with you. Like I've heard all of that. So I learned very early on, I needed to gobble up these feelings and keep them really far down. And never look at them and never feel them and never express them, because if I do, then I'm wrong. I'm bad. So now I realize, now that I've learned how to facilitate this through my body in a very safe way, that this has always been my superpower. I just, nobody ever taught me how to use this powerful energy that I had, which were my emotions, my big feelings, my too muchness actually was the very thing that helps my clients feel very seen and understood and safe and heard, because I do get it. I've been there. It's not just conceptual knowledge. And so being able to hold space for just another human being to say, hey, I see you're in a space right now that doesn't feel comfortable and it doesn't feel good, but I'm not going to put any pressure on you. I'm going to love you here just the way you are. There's just a healing that happens when you have that kind of unconditional acceptance for who you are and where you are in any given moment, and somebody being present with you saying you're enough, even when you're not at your best. And so learning how to do that for ourselves is what I teach people to do in a very slow, methodical way that's regulating for their nervous system.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree. That's awesome. I can see how you would do that very effectively. And that's what people need. They need the experience. That's what we're talking about, an experience, not an idea, the experience.
They
Right?
want to, you have to feel it. It has to be a felt sense.
Has to
Yeah.
be
Can't be just
embodied.
up here. Yes. It
Has to be
has to
embodied. And if it's not, yeah, unless
You
it's in.
can skate by. I've worked with therapists and coaches that were good. They were really skilled and good at what they did, but I didn't fully embody it, stayed conceptual, which helped. It helped me stay above water. It kept me from drowning, but was I thriving? No, I was still pedaling and trying to do everything I could to paddle and burn all my energy just to stay above water. But I wasn't thriving. I wasn't in overflow. until I embodied it. And so that is really foundational and one of my values when working with clients in my program, is that is one of the main foundations of it, is really valuing how important it is, but also how delicate it is to help somebody become embodied when they've had trauma in their bodies and that doesn't feel like a safe place to be. I really help create the right atmosphere to be able to start to chip away at that.
And then those amazing things happen, right? That people
Magic happens.
Never imagine. Miracles happen, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you've seen many.
Oh, big time. Yeah. So many that they don't even, a miracle seems like a shooting star, like it only comes every now and then.
Right.
But now that I've experienced them, I've got that confirmation bias. I'm always looking for them because they're so awesome, right? They just feel mm-hmm. so yummy. And so it's just like, ooh, I look for them like a kid with wonder now. Ooh, I wonder what I'm going to find today. And so it really does shift your whole biology. And then you start to think and use your brain as the creative mastermind that it is, and it's not so busy and overdrive trying to keep us alive and driving the car and running our lives. Our brains weren't designed to do that, and culture doesn't teach us anything other than that.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. It just doesn't. And apart from obviously providing people with this amazing feedback and experience, you know, that allows them to start being okay with themselves at the very least. And then you have obviously other tools that you use to help them once they've reached that point. But reaching Absolutely. That point is the critical part, right?
Yeah, that's what I call that is just like you go into the ICU when you have like a really bad physical injury. I really help women that are in that crisis mode of just emotional overwhelm and chaos, and they are needing immediate attention, right? And that's where we just come in, get them stabilized. I help get their nervous system stabilized and out of that constant programmed fight or flight, and that fluctuating from that stress state to the shutdown state, kind of like anxiety, depression, playing ping pong. I really help get them to a place of finding their calm emotional center and feeling balanced. And then I have, that's just my calm remedy. And then I have tons of other modalities and tools that we help build their foundation. Then they can start really building up their life and their health and all of the amazing things they want to experience, have into manifesting and creating that magic in their lives now that their vessel is open and their body feels safe enough to have that energy running through it.
And then I suspect magically, their symptoms begin to disappear, right?
They do. I never promised that because I'm no doctor, right?
Right.
But interesting enough, symptoms just go away and we're not even focused on the symptoms. That's the opposite of what I do too than what you see out there. When somebody comes to me with something specific, they're thrown a little at first, but I warn them. We don't even focus on that because, as you know, what you focus on grows. And so if you're constantly focused on the problem or the pain or the symptom or whatever, well, then I'm having you walk an uphill battle already. And I'm not in integrity with that. So I just really help them in a way. It's distraction. And we do this with kids all the time. We just bring the brain and have it focus on what they want. And the areas that they can step into their power and start taking their healing into their own hands. And then we grow that together. Yeah. It's really magical.
It is. Awesome. Yeah. No, amazing. And I suspect you see people of all ages, probably a bit more in the younger mid to mid age, but I suspect across the spectrum, right?
It is. Yeah. I've got clients as young as 19 and then I've got a client as old as 72. Mm-hmm. So it really does it just goes to show emotional healing is never going to go out of style. We all need it. We all are human and we have emotions. So we need to learn how to care for ourselves emotionally. And because our emotional energy lives in the body and typically gets stored there when it's not flowing the way it's meant to, then there's got to be an awareness of how to move that energy within the body and create that safe space. And so there's no age on who needs that. I think if we could get this going, that's why I want to start teaching parents my calm remedy, because you can apply it to yourself, but you can also apply it to others in relationship as well, because the
Yeah.
earlier you learn, the less you have to unlearn.
Yeah, and it's a constant process, right? As life
Yes.
changes. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's ever evolving. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Tiffany, this has been fantastic. Really enjoyed listening to you and your perspective and your experience. Now, where can people find you if they want to reach out to you or find out more about you?
The easiest place is on my website. It's Tiffany, TiffanyCoachMe.com. And you can book a free 45-minute wake-up call with me. That's usually where I kind of get an idea of where you're at and what you're looking for in your journey, and see if our energies align and if we're a good fit and if I'm a good support for you. And then I'm on Instagram at Tiffany Coach Me, and then Facebook under Tiffany West. Those are the main places that I hang out.
And I'm assuming you do virtual coaching, or is this all in person?
I do virtual and in person. I do have VIP days with clients, obviously, if we live. Well, I've actually traveled to go visit clients before. So, but the bulk of what I do in my Stop the Spiral program and my private coaching packages are virtual on Zoom.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. I'm sure it has given the listeners something really, really important to think about in their own physical and mental state. So, really appreciate it, Tiffany. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Howard. I appreciate you having me on. Sending love to you and all your listeners.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.